your thoughts on this facility here that is just opening here.
This is some of the most exciting stuff I do as governor, is to be able to be just be a small part of infrastructure that's being developed. This was developed because someone had a vision and a passion and saw an opportunity and stayed with it 21 years. You know, my whole mantra is never give up. I've been working on a gas line for 37 years, and I think we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But 37 years ago, a bunch of Alaskans said we can do this, and so 21 years ago, someone talked about this facility, and here it is today. So my hat's off to those that worked so hard. That, you know, Senator Stedman, I know, worked very hard on this, and you know, the local government officials, the city council members, the assembly members, on making this happen. It's a great day in Petersburg.
You opened up with a good line about rounding up the legislature with the Valkyries and Vikings there. What's your latest take on what's happening or not happening in Juneau right now?
Well, it's not happening. We were told yesterday that we heard they were going to come back on Monday, and apparently that's not the case. They're not going to come back on Monday. They have forwarded to me a budget that's $3 billion short of being fully funded. They passed a budget that is unfunded. They transmitted the bill to me, which gives me 15 days to either, you know, accept it or reject it. And so I will be working over the weekend on what to do on that, in that regard.
That deadline's coming up a couple days, right?
Midnight on Tuesday. Okay. is the deadline. So, you know, they put me in this situation. You know, I didn't, I probably won't make a lot of friends in the legislature when I know what I need to do on the budget, but I didn't run for governor to make friends in the legislature. I need to work with them. There's a lot of good people there. But we've got to take care of Alaska, and we don't take care of Alaska by not being able to reach into our funds, savings accounts that are there, and work. They need to work with each other to come up with a number that everybody can at least they can get four more votes in the House on, and move on. And we need to fix. I want to work on fixing the problem. To me, it's like a little bit of a marine background. It's like we have a hole in the boat. We're arguing about what size pumps to put in the boat, and I say, let's fix the hole in the boat, and let's get on with it. So we have a great opportunity. You know, we have a AAA bond rating in this state. I went to in New York, and all the three major rating agencies all gave us a AAA bond rating because we don't have a wealth problem. We have a cash flow problem. Let's manage our cash flow problem with the wealth that we have and get on with it. So I'm very, very disappointed that they have not chosen to do what they're supposed to do, is provide a funded budget for us to work off of.
Another issue that you called them in a special session for was Medicaid expansion. The chair of House Finance this week said Medicaid expansion, that bill is not moving out of his committee in this session. Your reaction to that?
Another disappointment. You know, we have approximately 30 states in our nation have accepted expanded Medicaid. 10 of those are states that have Republican governors. 2 of those Republican governors are running for president. So this should not be a partisan issue. I'm sorry it has become a partisan issue. You know, this is about the health care of Alaska. This is about thousands of Alaskans receiving health care on money that we paid for on our taxes. You know, the governor of Ohio, his position was, that's our money. And I'd say that's my position as well. That's Alaskans' money, $145 million a year that we could bring back to Alaska, provide health care coverage for those that don't have it. And instead, we're saying no to that. I mean, look what we do on matching money for, you know, airport improvements, highway improvements, et cetera. That's all a 90-10 split. This is 100% federal money. I mean, it's not federal money. It's our money. I mean, we all pay our taxes, and my job is to make sure we bring back from Washington, you know, as much maximum benefit to Alaskans as possible. And so that's what we were doing on the healthcare Medicaid expansion. So yes, I am disappointed. We'll move on, and we'll continue to work on that. We have an incredible team presenting. I think we had over 30 hearings on that with the legislature, and we heard the same questions over and over. We answered them over and over, and they just weren't ready to move ahead.
Are you hopeful anything will come out of this special session?
Well, there has to be a budget. I mean, we got to have that. So that's what I'm hopeful for. The other I wanted was the Alaska Safe Children's Act that was one that would provide for education in the elementary schools and all the schools as sexual assault and sexual violence and education. Arming our kids with education is one of the best steps we can do to bring down our numbers. Our numbers are the worst in the nation, so I'm disappointed that we don't have that now. Some felt it was an unfunded mandate for the schools, so my suggestion was, okay, then make it optional. And if the school board wants to opt out, they can opt out and bring it in whenever they want to. So I'm disappointed in that as well.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on your first visit here to Petersburg?
Well, it's certainly not going to be my last visit here. This is what a phenomenal community, a can-do community. This is the attitude. This is the attitude we need as an entire state. You know, Petersburg's not sitting back waiting for somebody to sort of take care of them and do something that's good for them. They're rolling up their sleeves, going to work themselves. So a great community. I look for my next trip.